be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who feared neither God nor respected any human being. A widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he realized, "Well, it's true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being. Because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just sentence for her lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. In the 104-week daily Mass lectionary, we get 1 week from the Book of Wisdom. Today we conclude it. We conclude it on the transformation that God wants to bring about in his wisdom. Today we see what it was like in heaven and what God's plans are, when peaceful stillness compassed everything. Your all-powerful word from heaven's royal throne bounded. And what did it do? It came to free the Jews, to lead them on that rescue from sin to freedom, from darkness to light, from death to life. Those are the images. Creation was giving way to recreation. The cloud overshadowed their camp. Out of what had been water, dry land was seen emerging. Out of the Red Sea, an unimpeded road, and a grassy plain out of the mighty flood. Over this crossed the whole nation, sheltered by your hand after they had beheld your stupendous wonders. The culmination of all God's wisdom was shown in his loving liberation. And God wants to lead us all on a far greater exodus. That's when wisdom became flesh and dwelt among us, began to redeem us from the inside. And that exodus really begins with friendship with Jesus. And that friendship with the Lord Jesus is nourished through prayer. Today in the Gospel, we have one of the two great parables of Jesus about persevering prayer. This story of the importune woman, bugging, bothering, driving crazy the unjust judge until he finally gave her justice. And Jesus uses this image to contrast, not to compare, the way God would respond to our prayers. If even an unjust judge will eventually raise the white flag, say enough, how much will a loving father respond speedily to the requests of his beloved sons and daughters? He will bring about justice. He will bring about redemption. He will bring about loving rescue. Jesus, whenever he teaches us about prayer, never says, "Do what I say," but always, "Follow me." He's the example of persevering prayer. After an exhausting day preaching in the synagogue at Capernaum, and then healing everyone in the town who was brought to the door of Peter's house one by one, he still went out and prayed during the night. We see him persevering in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, even when his pores were exuding blood. We see him persevering in prayer for the 3 to 6 hours upon Calvary. Jesus was constantly showing us this example of constant imploring the Lord out of loving friendship. We see it in the way Jesus taught us to pray. He didn't say, give us every day that we ever need it, our daily bread, but wants us to turn to the Father each day and ask for that material sustenance. We see it in the way that he formed the Canaanite woman to be great in faith. She came on app and asked for a miracle for her daughter. First Jesus ignored her. And then the apostle said, get out of here. And then Jesus seemed to insult her, saying he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When she begged him all the more, it's not fit to give the food of the children to the dogs. And yet with all of it, she continued to persevere, and even the little chihuahuas eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Great is your faith. Jesus is constantly teaching this. Mary is the great example. Cana, she didn't take no for an answer. She didn't take, what has this to do with you and me, for an answer. She just, with faith, said, do whatever he tells you. Mary trained the church in this persevering prayer, leading them in a constant imploring of the Holy Spirit, not just the first or the second or the third day, not just the seventh day, but all the way to the tenth, because she was teaching them to go on and on and on and on and on. And soon thereafter, in the Acts of the Apostles, it would describe that the early church was found persevering in prayer. Pope Francis, when he comments on this passage, focuses on the word bother. And he says, we need to be comfortable bothering God in our prayer, banging the door, making some noise. We know that God loves us, but Jesus uses this image to teach us not to give up ever in prayer. And today, the church celebrates the feast of St. Gertrude, who is a tremendous witness, both of persevering prayer, but also the conversion so many of us need in order to learn how to pray like this. Very early in life, she was brought to a monastery. We don't know if it was because she was orphaned or just because her parents wanted her to get a really good education. She got one of the greatest educations a woman in the 13th century would have received. She devoured texts. She was absolutely brilliant. But it was kind of natural. She wasn't living a life of sin in a monastery, but she focused, kind of like the Lord would say to St. Jerome later, on the classics way more than on God. So the Lord appeared to her in her mid-20s and made that known to her. And all of a sudden she recognized just how much she had been wasting so many graces of the Lord. And from that point forward set her heart on higher and deeper things, becoming one of the great mystics of all time. Pope Benedict in 2010, when he preached a catechesis on her, said that she realized with the Lord's help that the single most important thing in life is friendship with Jesus, that friendship is nourished in prayer. For St. Gertrude, it was prayer through sacred scripture, that word, all-powerful, bounding from heaven's throne. By the liturgy, she prayed through the liturgy. She understood what it meant. It brought her into deeper communion. She prayed through the intercession of Our Lady. What she's most known for is praying through suffering and offering that suffering as a perpetual petition for the liberation of the souls in purgatory. Prayer is the single most famous in church history for the prayers for those souls in purgatory for whom we pray throughout this month of November. And the way she made that prayer was through the Holy Eucharist, which is the great perpetual prayer of the Church, offering the Father Jesus' blood in the Mass together with all the sufferings throughout the world. This is the prayer that's offered from the rising to the setting of the sun each day. This is the prayer, the eternal prayer, of the bridegroom and the bride made from Calvary for this new and eternal Passover. Through the intercession of St. Gertrude, let us ask the Lord for the grace he gave her, that at 49 or 25 or whatever our age be, we might come to recognize the extraordinary gift of the Lord's graces for us to become an existence-made prayer and grow by that communion and friendship with God to perpetuate his enfleshed wisdom. Praise be Jesus Christ.